Thanksgiving Day 2013 marks the 44th annual Day of Mourning at Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, organized by the United American Indians of New England. The event was initiated in 1970 when Wampanoag leader Frank James was asked to give a speech at a Boston celebration of the friendship between the Pilgrims and the native people they met who helped them survive. James submitted his proposed speech based on the writings of a Pilgrim settler, which described the mistreatment of the natives by the English, but was told the speech could not be delivered. In response, he put the call out for native people to gather in Plymouth to mourn instead of celebrate, and to voice their demands for self-determination, an end to racism, and since 1977, freedom for imprisoned Native American activist Leonard Peltier. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Mununam James, the son of event founder Frank James, who now serves as co-leader of the United American Indians of New England. Here James describes the Thanksgiving Day mourning event, some of their current demands, and explains why his group embraces the participation of non-natives in their Thanksgiving Day protest.
Well, at noon, we gather on Coles Hill, and we have a speak out where only native people are allowed to speak. And the reason that we go to Coles Hill is there's a statue of Massasoit on it. And Massasoit was the supreme sachem of the Wampanoag when the Pilgrims arrived, and I'm a Wampanoag myself. The speak out might take an hour, hour and a half, just depending upon the number of people who want to speak. And then we have a march. We go down by Plymouth Rock, and I say a few words about how ridiculous and the mythology behind Plymouth Rock. And then we march up to Post Office Square, which is where Metacom's head, and Metacom was the youngest son of Massasoit, who had become chief. And when he was killed, the English cut off his head, and they cut off both of his hands, and they sent one to Boston and one to England, but they displayed his head on a pike for over 20 years in Post Office Square. And after we have the a little gathering there, a little bit of a rally, we go in and we have a social, and over the last few years we've been feeding 300, 400, 500 people. We don't keep a count. It's just that anyone who needs a meal can come in and we'll feed them.
I understand that the violence isn't all in the distant past, right?
In 1997, 25 of us were arrested basically for marching on our own land. 25 people were pepper sprayed, thrown to the ground, handcuffed, and taken to jail. And after a long negotiation process and in the ACLU got involved, it's quite complicated, we were able to reach an agreement with Plymouth. They dropped all the charges. We have two beautiful historical markers in town, one on Coles Hill that tells people why we're there, why we've been there since 1970. We also have one in Post Office Square that addresses Metacom's head being displayed on a pike. So some of the goals we've been able to get, you know, getting all those charges dropped. We got some funds to start an education project. No individual got any money.
I know the day also includes solidarity with Native activist Leonard Peltier, who was convicted in 1977 of killing two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota in a trial that's considered by many to have been completely corrupt.
Well, it's been a number of years. Every year we call for his getting out, you know, clemency, him getting out of jail, because even the government in open court has said that they don't know who was responsible for shooting those FBI officers, and yet he's still sitting in prison, and it's just a sad thing. And every year he sends a statement to us, and we do demand freedom for him. Another one of our demands is that the Bureau of Indian Affairs pay up. They owe billions of dollars in royalties for oil drilling leases, land use leases all over the country, and this money seems to be nowhere. They can't find it. And then again, we also demand that the sports teams stop using racist logos and things of that nature. I mean, I don't like the term Washington Redskins. I don't think anyone would like the term Jersey Jews, if you know what I'm getting at.
So you all are involved in a lot of Native American struggles.
Oh, yeah, we're involved in such things as getting food for the reservations, heat for the reservations, good medical care. I mean, after all, we have the highest suicide rate, the highest alcoholism rate of just about any group in this country. you know, some people have to make the choice between heating or eating. And so we demand things along those lines because we have people that come from a lot of these reservations and speak, talking about the conditions that they face every day. And believe me, it's not going to a casino and getting a nice warm meal. Sometimes it's just trying to get a meal.
I've heard the criticism that United American Indians of New England is actually mostly non-native.
I wouldn't even want to hazard a guess as to, who's native, who's not native, because the people that come support us, whether they're, you know, green, white, pink, the issue is to stand in solidarity. It's really difficult, and that criticism has been raised many, many times, but I don't want to turn it into a native people only kind of thing. I prefer to look out and see people from the four directions, which means more to me than whether it's a native day or whatever, because years and years ago, we did have mostly native people show up there, and we decided that it should be expanded, that we should look out beyond just native people and invite everybody who'd like to participate in as far as march with us. The only stipulation that we still hold, and this is the way the elders set it up in 1970, is we don't need the so-called experts telling us anything. We're more than capable of speaking for ourselves.
That was Mooninom James, co-leader of the United American Indians of New England. For more information on the National Day of Mourning event and related commentary, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.